Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop observing Florence. And I guess I would say I wouldn't be so sure that Florence is going to scale back down the way they claim it's going to be now. But I would also say that even if it did, even if it became just a tropical storm, if that thing stalls with the amount of water that's in the atmosphere, it's just still going to be very catastrophic. But storms like this do have a tendency to rebuild suddenly and without any warning. And I've noticed that some people are, even out there on the islands, are refusing to move. I saw on Alterna's site some woman that's got three little kids has decided to stay. That's just sheer, I don't want to call it stupidity. It's naivety, maybe, of what's really coming. What do you think, Larry? What's the latest?
Well, the latest, I'll just read Drudge headlines. He says, Florence the Furious. He says, a massive cone stall near the coast, ? Winds 125 plus miles per hour, 80 foot waves. He says this one really scares me, Matt Drudge. So that's the report. And then of course Fox News posted today, Fury of Florence, waves top 80 feet in Atlantic as the monster storm barrels towards the Carolina coast. And there's kind of a couple of different models they're predicting. Some think it'll stall for a couple of days off the coast, and then some think it might move north, but there are more and more of them, though, saying now they think it might pull up and stop and begin to move south.
Wow. Well, that could trap people in Florida if it moved inland a little ways and started to move south. They wouldn't be expecting that.
Oh, not at all. And what's concerning, Stuart, is the fact that if people remember Katrina at New Orleans, that thing fooled everyone.
Yeah, and I got a feeling this is judgment. Let me read a couple of prophecies that I picked up today. And these are prophecies, folks, and who knows where they came from, if they're from the Lord or not from the Lord. But do remember that the Lord said, I'll pour out my visions upon all flesh. Visions and dreams upon all flesh, not just Christians, but all flesh. And anyway, here's one of them. This is a Christian woman, I think, that had this, wrote this one down, but I might be wrong here. There is a kickoff event, says coming very quickly, very quickly. Then there is going to be a false flag event. Now, whether this kickoff event is the false flag, I'm not quite sure. Whatever it is, it's big. This is designed to get rid of Trump and to bring in Barack Hussein Obama. The word from the Lord, they claim, is direct that Obama is the Antichrist, that he really never did leave power, and that he will be worshipped around the entire world, that some event is going to occur, and he's going to come out smelling like a rose. And everybody will bow the knee, and we'll just have to wait and see if that's true or not. Then, economic collapse, war, natural disasters of all types, and then the fallen ones will arrive. And after the fallen ones arrive and we have that hybrid government system set up, and it's been in the movies, then we'll have the mark comes in. So this is kind of interesting. I want to read you a prophecy that Okay, now we get back to Katrina. Well, not Katrina, but Florence. Okay, this is a very, very interesting one. And it starts out with Habakkuk 2, 1 through 3. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry, which would indicate to me that the one-day delay, as we had the two-day delay way back in 2015 with the sandstorm, the divine, obviously, I think Larry would agree, that was a divinely inspired sandstorm. So they could not see the crescent moon for two whole days. That, by biblical standards, delayed Feast of Trumpets by 2 days. Now, I'm not an expert on the feast day, so I don't know if that delays everything else by 2 days officially or not from the biblical point of view. But anyway, he says, the Lord gave me a vision last month, but I have not felt to release it until he told me to do so today. Like most people, I had heard the term dark matter in the past as it was mentioned in shows like Star Trek, etc., but I really never paid much attention to it, was not familiar with its meanings, and had never looked into it or done any research on it. As with any dream, vision, or word, please pray over it. Take it to the Lord for confirmation. During prayer today, excuse me, the Lord spoke to me and said, my son, go ahead and share dark matter, for that time is near. Be blessed during these times of the feasts. I am coming soon. Which may imply that we're going to go through tabernacles and could all go all the way through Hanukkah. We don't know. But I would certainly not be surprised if the rapture occurs at any time. And the tribulation period, Daniel's 70th week or time of Jacob's trouble begins. We just really don't know. Vision. Here's the vision. On August 8th, 2018, during my time of prayer, I heard the Lord speak to me the words, dark matter. First I thought, what is that, dark matter? I continued to pray, but the Lord then repeated it several more times, and I thought, Lord, why are you telling me this? Again, I continued on with praying, but after he repeated it a few more times, I felt to stop praying and listen to what he wanted to tell me. I sat down with my Bible and was drawn to the scriptures listed above, which I just read, of course. I then asked the Lord if this is where he wanted me to read, and he replied, yes, dark matter. As soon as he said that, I was instantly drawn, excuse me, into an open-eye vision and taken to a location where I found myself standing directly in front of the statue of the goddess Shiva, that is in front of the CERN facility. I felt the presence of the Lord to my side, and I asked him, well, what am I doing here? He then asked me, what do you see? And I said, I see a false god named Shiva. The Lord said to me, what does it represent? Not really being 100% sure, I said, I think it represents chaos and destruction. He said, my son, you are correct. In a very short time from now, America will live this. I understood this to mean that America will soon be living in chaos and destruction. I then asked the Lord, well, what about the dark matter? I understand America will live in chaos and destruction, so why are you saying dark matter? Upon asking me that, I was immediately taken inside of the CERN building, and the Lord and I were standing at the back of a large room that looked like some type of laboratory. Directly in front of me, on the other side of the room, I could see a man from the back, and he was standing and facing some type of glassed-in contained area. He had on a white lab coat, and his arms were inside of gloves that were inserted through the glass into this area. It looked like one of those precautionary areas that are used to keep from getting exposure to a dangerous substance. Then the Lord brought me closer to the man so I could get a better view and observe what he was doing. I found myself standing just to the side and slightly behind the man and was able to see through the glass wall and watch him while he was working. I saw many tiny silver-colored veils in a row in a container on the counter inside the glass. They looked to be about only 1 inch high and 1/2 inch in diameter. The man was using extreme caution as he worked. He used mechanical fingers to very carefully pick up one vial at a time and slowly place that in a small box. He then closed and sealed the lid on the box, slowly brought it through the glassed area, carefully placed it on a table beside him. I watched him do this a couple of times. Then was the next box, as he was pulling it through the glass, the lid accidentally got caught and popped open. And with that, a vial flew out of the box, hit the floor, and broke. Immediately, and I mean immediately, the room filled with darkness. So dark and so fast that I could not see a thing. I can only say that it was almost like the darkness exploded into the room and filled the entire room in a fraction of a second. I could not see anything. It was total pitch black darkness. The next thing I knew, we were outside of the CERN building and the darkness was flying out of the building and began to expand out in every direction. The more it spread, the faster it seemed to go, covering more and more. The Lord then said, dark matter will cover the world for 3 days. The people in this building will be responsible for unleashing the dark matter. They are collecting it to use as a weapon. A drop of dark matter escapes and the world will be plunged into darkness. During this time, portals will be opened and unimaginable things will be loosed upon mankind. The Lord then brought me up above the building, and I watched as darkness rapidly expand across the land. He took me to a very high place to where I had a view of the whole earth. I watched the darkness spread so quickly, going out in every direction until it covered the whole world. As the vision was ending, the Lord showed me a man's face in the distance. As I continued to watch, his face was brought in closer and closer. It got larger and clearer. When his face was close to me, I saw that this man had a gray beard, long grayish hair, and had on a lab coat. This was the look of horror on his face, with his eyes wide open, as if he was screaming out in terror. He looked like the scientist and reminded me somewhat of Albert Einstein. I got the sense this man was responsible for the incident. Then the vision ended. Then the Lord spoke. My son, I have shown you this to prepare the people, to prepare my remnant. The dark matter will diffuse in 3 days, and light will once again return to earth. Nothing will be the same ever again. I am coming through the dark matter. Be ready, my remnant. I love you all, Messiah Jesus. That's kind of an interesting one. What do you think, Larry?
That's a wow. Both of those are really interesting. Wow. What a time we're in, I have to say.
Yeah, we've talked about dark matter before and how they're trying to collect it over there, and it's really antimatter, as far as I can understand, which attracts all the evil entities, and they're attracted to it for whatever reason. Kind of like the mist. What's his name?
Yeah.
On the movie, The Mist, where they opened up a portal and all these giant insects came through. So, yeah, where are we? I think we're right on the verge of something. It's kind of like that this kickoff event is very, very close at hand. So I would not be relaxing people just because nothing happened on 9/11, which I sort of wondered. I mean, you do have to put out a high rapture alert, high war alert when these things are going down like they are. And, of course, we pray that none of this will happen right now. But I think it is coming, and it's going to come at a time when people are just beginning to relax and thinking, well, nothing's going to happen. Here's a headline, Larry. What do you think about this one? People are fighting for food as authorities warn that Florence could produce a disaster comparable to Hurricane Katrina. How often have you and I warned people to prepare?
Oh,
get ready.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time doing that, and I know people get tired of hearing it from us, but we've tried with every two or three shows, we'll mention it over again, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible that people don't. And this is kind of a warning, folks. People are fighting for food, and that's exactly what will happen. We had a huge storm come through here in Wisconsin a long, long time ago. And it knocked out the power for a couple of days. And farmers, rather than have their milk storage, Wisconsin's a dairy state, so most farmers have dairy cows. And they were fighting over dry ice. Literal fights broke out in one day. Think about that one. One day they were fighting already. What's it going to be like if you lose power for 3 months, 6 months, or a year? Another headline, Larry. Media blackout on dire global debt. The public is not getting the truth about the dire debt and currency problems in the global financial system. People here in our country are not being allowed to see what is going on outside of the United States. Mainstream media outlets are doing everything they possibly can to keep people misinformed and uninformed. That's what's happening now. On a global scale, the world is overdosing on debt. I cannot stress that enough. What we are witnessing here is regard to the emergency markets and a currency meltdown. So maybe this is part of that warning of that economic collapse was coming right after the false flag.
Well, it's very possible, and I sent you a link about One American News talking about the false flag and how interesting it was that, 2 days before this false flag is supposed to happen, news media already had images of it. You know, it's pretty interesting that before it happens, you've already got the images of the event. Dude, I mean, how dumb can the people be?
Probably more than you think. I really don't know. I don't know how to answer that one. All of this is going down right in front of their faces. I don't know if it's denial, naivety, or whatever. They just don't want to face what's really going on. And because they can't, they're like a deer in the headlights. You know, they're frozen, and they don't seem to be able to do anything. Here's another headline that's kind of dangerous. CIA veteran. The Russians have fallen into Syria, and we are all ready. We know that your advisors tend to be dangerously underestimate the possibilities and intentions of the Russians. But this time, things are very different. A shock memo to U.S. President sent veterans of former U.S. intelligence agencies warning him of an impending Russian-American involvement. What they say is also confirmed by Israeli sources who point out that Russia will go all the way to the U.S. against Syria. What they say is of paramount importance because they talk of slaughtering. And his between John Bolton and his Russian counterpart in Geneva, while stressing that Putin does not know who is making decisions now in Washington. What do you think of that one?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right, Stuart. And that is the emergency in America. It's because Americans cannot get behind their president. They want to defeat him instead of support him. And, Stuart, there's an American, you know, One News also had a premiere tonight called Trump at War. And, of course, people won't watch it because it's only coming on one channel that nobody watches a whole lot anyway. DirecTV is the only one that's got it. But people won't go out of the way to watch the truth. And, you know, I've made comments before. I said the people that lie, the truth is the greatest enemy there ever was.
Yes. As the Bible says, truth flies in the streets to be trampled down. And that's exactly what's happening. The truth of biblical prophecy, who's who, salvation message, who's all of it. They have really just virtually redacted the entire scripture. It's almost like the Bible was written by the NSA and they handed out to the American people, and there's only one page and one paragraph that's not redacted. And that one says, in the beginning was the NSA. And that's about where we're at now. I've never seen anything like it. Apostasy is really apostasy, I guess. I mean, it's humorous, but it's also very, very sad. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Well, I tell you what, Stuart, what is so interesting is the fact that, you know, you and I, we're pretty sure Psalm 2 is redacted in the Bible because nobody talks about it. And Stuart,
yes.
It takes a guy by the name of Mark Goodwin writing end time novels on really, really bad things that people really need to know. You know, there's two authors right now writing some incredible stuff, Bobby Ackert and Mark Goodwin, and we've talked about Mark Goodwin, and he has written about Psalm 2. He puts that in his books.
Yeah, you would think that people, and I've warned people before, if you haven't memorized Psalm 2, you better. It is the foundation of everything that's going on prophetically now. This is a war, but it's a war ultimately against Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost. That's what it is. And when you get into New Age literature and whatnot, you find out why that is so. But we are in the middle of a war is developing, and there is going to be an outbreak of hostilities. And the Idlib situation. Have you heard any more about Idlib, Larry?
About what?
Idlib, you know, over in Syria?
No, I was watching Israeli news live today, and he was talking about how the pretty much social media and all has shut down everything coming out or around Syria that would reach the public domain, and now we have to rely on what he calls Main Street media, which is literally not telling the truth and not telling hardly anything about what's really going on in Syria. And that's the Danoon guy that does that Israeli News Live. And he's accurate. Hal Turner and a number of them are saying we are simply being shut out of what's happening in Syria. Americans know nothing.
Yeah, and I'm not sure when that false flag, or even if, but there are enough of reasons. We are going to get involved in that, and I doubt if Trump can actually stop it. He might want to stop it, but he can't. He's outmaneuvered, he's outnumbered, and, you know, deep state is everywhere. CFR motto is everywhere, and they meant what they said, and that's the way it goes. He said, we know your advisors, back to that letter, tend to dangerously underestimate Russian capabilities and their intentions. We would not want you to be surprised when the Russians start firing their missiles. The prospect of a direct Russian-American hostilities in Syria is more than ever before. We are not sure you are aware of this. The situation is even more unpredictable because Russian leaders are not sure who makes the decisions. in Washington. This is not the first time Putin has encountered uncertainty. This, however, is the first time that Russian forces have developed into such numbers in the region to fight. The possibilities now are very threatening. That is about a summation, isn't it?
Well, Stuart, that seems rather accurate, and I have never in my lifetime seen an American people and a government that is so determined to diminish or disable the sitting president that other people don't know who runs the country. That's the problem in America, Stuart, right now, is, you know, I don't know. I'm so frustrated at trying to tell people, you know, like you mentioned, you know, there's an Apollo in a certain building, and Cyrus is Trump, and you know, we can't. What can we expect? You know, but if the Creator sends a Cyrus, for some reason, an entire race of people can't accept them, and we're seeing different races that are broke up in trying to divide and destroy the country. I'll tell you what, Stuart, there's some days that I wonder if there's any hope left.
Well, not for the world. I know that for a fact. The Lord has said, you know, there isn't any hope for the world, unfortunately, and that's why Jesus says, come to me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and also I will give you an escape out of this insane asylum that we call planet Earth. Humanity is a fallen race. It can't do anything right. It doesn't matter what system you use. You use capitalism, communism, whatever religion you want to point to. It doesn't work. Mankind can't make it work. They're fallen. There's no way that you can have anything like this go on indefinitely. One kingdom comes up, and then it's taken down. Then another one replaces it, and it's taken down. One religion comes up, one philosophy comes up, and all of this just keeps turmoil ever since Adam and Eve, basically. And all the Lord's trying to tell us is the knowledge of good and evil cannot work. You cannot have two totally incompatible spiritual forces within one mind, which is ourselves, because that's what the Garden of Eden talks about. And it just doesn't work, and it can't work. And we're being shown that it can't work. Just one more before we go. I only made a half an hour. Foreign media reporting that reckless China is preparing for multiple Pearl Harbors against the United States. That's all we need, isn't it, Larry?
Well, I would not be at all surprised that, you know, it's... America's in a sad place. We probably are at our weakest ever in history.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about this Florence. If this is what I think it is, this is not going to be a pleasant operation, because the Lord is definitely going to punish the United States. We won't repent. I haven't heard a word about repentance, even with all this coming on shore. Not a word, nary a word. I don't think they know what it is. What do you think?
Well, I agree, but they've already, if you hadn't watched the news, you'll see it. They've already, Washington Post has already posted the headline that the reason for Florence and the destruction that's coming is because of Donald Trump and his stand on climate change. Can you imagine?
Well, of course, it's Donald Trump's fault that the universe was even created. It's Donald Trump's fault that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, which very soon it'll be setting in the east and rising in the west. But anyway, he can't win. No matter what he does, he can't win. And that's just the way it is. If he's alive every morning, it's Donald's fault. And it's his fault while he's sleeping, too, because he's dreaming this stuff. So, anyway, thanks again, Larry, for coming on. You got to laugh at a lot of this stuff, folks, because if you didn't laugh, you'd be bawling your eyes out. And that's the way I look at it. The only way I survive is to kind of look at it in a humorous way. But it's nothing, it is not humorous at all, but it's just a way of surviving. I've been doing this for now, what? Larry and I have been doing it, what, almost 30 years. It's the only way you can get away with it, I guess. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll try and get back either tomorrow or Friday for sure, if the Lord is willing. Good night, everyone.